think for a few moments on this season of gifts. And what gifts do we bring? What gifts we do receive? What gifts do we offer? If you want to join me in your Bibles, Galatians chapter 4. We are going to read one verse over there. Galatians chapter 4. Verse 4, and it says, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as son." Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm happy with my family. I love them. I want to spend time with them. I'm talking about my close family, but also the bigger family. And sometimes we have friends that are family too, right? And it's the family that we choose to live with. But what about if you are in the wrong family? What about if your family doesn't love you? Or let's put it in another way. You and me, we all have been born in the wrong family. This family has a tremendous disease, an illness, sickness. And since the day that we are born, we know with certainty one thing. And that is that at some point we are going to die. That's how life is here, in our family, in our human family. And we are all born in this family. But even when we are in this family that is condemned, God put eternity in our heart. So we have the desire and we want something different. We want to live eternally. But we can't. And that's when all that what happened at Christmas takes place. Because at some point, it says here in verse 4 that we just read, at one point, God, in eternity past, decided and appointed a time for his son to come to earth. So just think about it for a little bit. The Son of God was a son without being born. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So he had no beginning. He's eternal. But he was the Son. He is the Son. So that's a mystery. We don't know how he can be a son without being born. All of you are sons and daughters of someone because you were born at some point. But at that time, God appointed a time, and when that time came, with the fullness of time came, God sent his son now to be born in this new family. Because it says, he sent for his son to be born of a woman. Like you and me, we all were born of a woman here. So God sent Jesus to be part of our family forever. So we, that were in a different family, have the opportunity to be adopted as sons and live with him forever. Isn't that great? To me, that's the greatest gift. Jesus is the gift. On this Christmas, we need to focus on Jesus. That's the greatest gift. We may have other gifts, and we brought, and we are thankful for all the gifts that you brought here that we can share with some other people. But the main gift is always Jesus. I don't know about you, in this season, and maybe some of you have one of these devices, similar to this, right? And you use it for communication with your family, friends, work. You can do many things with this. But I want to ask you if this happened to you. We were at home, and I had the device close to me, the phone, cell phone, and we were talking, and we talked about some things that we wanted to do in the house. Maybe we need to repair this now, this wall here, we need to paint, we need to make it nicer, we need a new table in this place. Yes, we should have a new table. Let's see if we can find a new table. And we were talking with my wife. And a few minutes later, I grabbed my phone, trying to check email to see if I need to work. And I have an email over there saying, the best table for you. How did he know that I was, we were talking and thinking about table. Did that happen to you at some point? That you open your computer, let's say if you don't use it on the phone, and you check your email, so you were looking for a news, and then the banner over there is talking about a thing that you were thinking of, or you were trying to get at some point. Did that happen to any of you? Only to me? Okay, some of you, that happened to you. Why? Well, because somehow these devices are listening to us, are trying to know what we want and what we need to offer to us, to make us do business with them. And they spend a lot of money on that. They try to get smarter and smarter and trying to get to know what you are thinking, what is in your heart. What is worse, sometimes it's not what you really need or what you want. They are trying to create new needs in you, right? So you get all the things that maybe you didn't really need. But they spend a lot of money, millions, to capture your attention, to capture your what you're thinking. Now, let me tell you. Galatians here says that back in time, God was thinking of you and me. And he appointed a time to give us what we really need, to give us what we want, to give us the best gift of all. And he appointed a time, and when the time came, he gave us his gift. He gave us all. God, the Father love, invested everything, all, to give us the gift of Jesus. Sometimes we think, well, salvation is free. It's free to you. Yes, it is. But it costs a lot. It costs God to give us his son. Not only to be born, that might be looking nice, but also to die. So we can be his sons. So the best gift of all is Jesus. And the Father's love is shown in this gift. Now, maybe we are coming to Christmas time, and besides coming to church and fellowship here and remember with the songs about Jesus, we also go and buy gifts, right? Maybe some of you do that. I don't know. You go buy some gifts for your family. You go buy gifts for your sons, your daughter. I want you thinking on this. Think if you have a daughter and you want to give her the best gift that you can give them this Christmas. And it was snowing this morning, maybe some of you when you were coming, so it's cold outside. You say, I'm going to buy, because I know she needs a great coat for her that is great for being outside and everything. But you don't have the money. So you begin saving with time, 2, 3 months, 4 months ahead of time. oh, today I'm not going to go eat this because I'm going to save the money to be able to buy this coat for my daughter. And you do that 1 week, another week, until when we are coming December, this time you finally gather all the money that you need to buy that beautiful coat that you know is going to be great for her, right? And then you go to the store, you buy it, you put it in a package and bring it, put it in some place in the house, and then Christmas Eve come and Christmas in the morning. And you say, okay, let's go open the gift. I have a great gift for you. And you know she needs it, and you know it's going to be great for her. But you are getting, and you are eating some breakfast and going, and she sees through the window, and it's snowing. She says, oh, let's go outside. Let's have a great time. And you say, no, but I have a gift for you. And she just goes out the door and begins playing outside, and she's outside, and she didn't open the gift. And you are sad because it took you a lot of effort to give that gift and get it. And now she's not, and she's outside and she's being cold because she doesn't have that gift. The day passes and she comes back, and one thing leads to another, and the whole day passes and she doesn't open the gift. But I say, well, that will never happen. My kids are all for the gift. If they know there is a gift, they will go, okay, but it may happen. So let me ask you, even though you did all your effort and you were thinking of her and you were preparing and giving her the gift that she needed, if she doesn't open the gift, is she enjoying the gift? If she doesn't open the gift, is she receiving it in her life? She's not, right? So, God was thinking of us through our eternity. And he sent his son, we just read, he sent his son. So we can have the best gift of all. But we need to receive the gift. We need to open it. We need to have it in our hearts. If not, it doesn't benefit us. I want to read to you a passage from the book Step to Christ that is talking about the Father's love for us. And it says, but this great sacrifice was not made in order to create in the Father's heart a love for man, not to make him willing to save us. No. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Father loves us, not because of the great propitiation, but he provided the propitiation because he loves us. Christ was the medium through which he could pour out his infinite love upon a fallen world. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God suffered with his Son in the agony of Gethsemane, the death of Calvary, the heart of infinite love paid the price of our redemption. That's the Father love. He's sharing it with us. But it's only for our benefit if we receive it. I want to invite you on this Christmas to open your heart again, to receive the best gift of all, that is Jesus. He came 2,000 years ago to be born in a manger, but he can be born in your heart today. Amen.